Goyoivov Haloihi Kosov al Sefer Yosh. This was written on the Sefer Yosher. His question is, my Sefer Yosher, what is the Sefer Yosher? Omer B'chiv Arab, Omer B'yechanon, the Sefer Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. This is the Sefer of the Ovois, Shinikro Yisharim, that the Ovois, they were called Yisharim, a straight path, the Ovois left over path, a path for us to go in, and that's called the righteous path, Derech HaYosher. Shem and Apostle says, that Thomas Nafshi Moshe Yisharim, that my life should, my nefesh should die, a death of Yisharim. Where is the remez for this? Like, where is the remez in the pasuk that such a thing will happen, that the Shemesh Nireach will stay up because of Yeshua? So the remez says, the pasuk says, Vizaru Yeh Molei Hagoyim, that the children will be a full nation. So we darshin, Emosa Yeh Molei Hagoyim, Bishar Shomu Lechama LYeshua, when the sun will stay up for Yeshua's sake. For this mechama, va'yamar Hashem shpechatzi ha'shamayim v'layotz lovoi kiyoyim tamim, like the sun stood up, came up like a whole day the sun stood up, did not go down. So Gemara says, v'kama, how long is this? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, esrim v'yabosho, it was 24 hours. Ozol shish, 6 hours went. Fekom shish, it stood there for 6 hours. In other words, first the sun moved for 6 hours, then it stood still for 6 hours, then it moved another 6 hours, then it stood still for another 6 hours. So together it was 24 hours. So that's what it says, Kula milsa kiyam tamim. The whole thing was like one full day. Rabbi Lezan of Lezan says, Shleishim v'shish. No, it was 36 hours. As he learns, it was Kamat 36. Was a day and a half. How was that? He says that Ozel Shish, the sun moved for 6 hours, for Kom Tracer, and stood for 12 hours. Ozel Shish then moved for 6 hours, for Kom Tracer, and stood another 12 hours. Samidosok Yem Tomim, it stood still a day's length of 24 hours, but really the whole Meister was 36 hours. Rabbi Yishmo ben Achmeni Omar, Aboyim Ushmeina, it was 48. How was that? 2 days worth. Ozel Shish, the sun moved for 6 hours, for Kom Tracer, it stood still for 12 hours. Ozel Shish, it went for 6, for Kom Esrim V'Yabod, and it stood still for 24 hours. Shnemit says, Lo'otz Lovoi Kiyem Tomim, did not rush to move like a full day. Mechlal Di Mikoro, Lav Kiyem Tomim Hevei. At the first time, it was not a full hour of standing still. It was only 12 hours. The second time, it was a full 24 hours. So that's all together, he has 48 hours. The Nikodiyami, some say, B'Toysef the Pligi. The Machlekes says, like, and how long did it rest? That's the Machlekes. Yibishur ben Levi Yoma Esrim V'Yabo, 24 hours. What does that mean? Ozal Shis went move for 6. For Kom Tracer, it stood still for 12. Ozal Shis then moved another 6 hours, the sun. For Kom Tracer then stood for 12 hours. So together it stood, Amidosa Kiyem Tomim. It stood still for 24 hours. Reb Lezer Weimar, Shloishim V'Sheish, 36 hours. What does that mean? Ozel Shish, it moved for 6, for Kom Tracer, it stood still for 12. Ozel Shish, then the sun moved again another 6 hours. For Kom Esrim V'Yabod, then it stood still for 24 hours. Layotz Lova Kiyem Tomim, Sekis, it stood still for 36 hours. And Mishmo Banachemeni Yomar, Arboim Ushmeina, 48 hours it stood still. Ozel Shish, it moved for 6, V'Kom Esrim V'Yabod, then it stood for 24 hours. Ozel Shish again, it moved for 6 hours. For Kom Esrim V'Yabod, then it moved for 24 hours. So Makesh Amidos LeBiyosai, Ma Biyosai, they're coming down. Kiyem Tom, like a full day. Af Amidosai, standing still. Kiyem Tomim, like a full day. Surah says, Tony, we learned. Kishem Shom Doloi Chamul, Yeshua, the same way the sun stood up. For Yeshua, Kachom Doloi Chamul, Moisho, Ulanagdim, and Ben Gurion. The same thing, the sun stood up for these two people, for Moshe Rabbeinu and for Nagdim and Ben-Gurion. Sher Yeshua Kroi, those are psukim that we just learned. Nagdim and Ben-Gurion, Gemara, that's a Gemara, we'll soon see the Maisa. But Le Moshe Minon, how do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? So where it says, Asiya Ochel Ochel, Magzera Shava, Ksiv Ochel says over here, Ochel Teispach Techo, Ksiv Ochel says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ochel will start now. And Ksiv Ochel Yeshua Ochel Gadlecho, I'll start now showing you greatness. Just like by Yeshua, we started to show with these great things, the same thing. By Moshe Rabbeinu also, it was through the fact the son stood up. I'll start now to give you fear. Taste that the son stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu also. I understand it. It says, everybody fear, be afraid of you. The time when the sun stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu. Next, we have a question. It says, it never happened like this before and afterwards. So, mashma only by Yeshua, no place else. See, boy, he's saying, Mishoyis, who's boy heavy? Nafish Kulihai. Just mean to say, it never happened that the sun stood up so long at one time like it happened by Yeshua. But it happened by Moshe before. If your boy says, another thing else I can answer you is, Avnei Borid Lehevi. They didn't have the hail like they had by Yeshua. The Siv, it says, V'hi b'noisim v'nei b'nei Yisrael, heim b'mayrid beis chorin, v'Hashem hishlech aleim avonim g'dayelus min ha-shemayim, ad azoka v'yemaisu, that Hashem threw down the big stones min ha-shemayim. So maybe that never happened before. Siv, it says, V'yoyim l'olam meid b'nei yud ha-keshes, hine k'suv al sefer yosher. Again, my say, what does it mean, sefer yosher, the righteous sefer? M'vchi barabo, m'v yechnon, zei sefer avram yisav yakov. Shinikro Yeshur, this is the Sefer of the Yovus, the limit of the Yovus. The Zibu, it says by the Yovus, that Bilam said, Thomas Navshi, Mois Yeshur. Ptiach Risa, come on, I should be like them. Again, the Eichi Remiza, where does Remez in the Torah like this? The Eichi Remiza, this Maisla, the Bnei Yehuda, they'll be killed through a keshes, through a bow. It says in the Pasuk, Yehuda, at Yeducha Checho, Yotcho Boruv Oivecho. Now your hands will be in the Oruv, the back of your enemy. Which type of a war do you need your hand to be like in the back of the neck? That's when you use a bow. So here's the thing, the bow and arrow, that there'll be a mochama with Yehuda with a keshes. My call is Sefer Yosher. Why is Devarim called Sefer Yosher? It says they do the righteous in the eyes of Hashem. Where's the remnant in Sefer Devarim? It says Yod of Ravloi. What type of mechom you need two hands? Have you emes ukeshes? So Sefer Yosher means in Devarim. In Devarim there's a remnant that there'll be a war using a bow. If Shmuel ben Nachmani Yomaz, the Sefer Shoftim, it goes in the Sefer Shoftim. If you might call a Sefer Yosher, why is Sefer Shoftim called Sefer Yosher? The Sefer says, "B'yomim heim, a Melech b'Yisrael, ish haYosher b'yain of Yaseh." That every person will do what he wants. That's the Sefer of Yoshoftim. The Sefer Eich Remiza here that there'll be a Mechama with a Keshes. Mandaz Deris b'nei Yisrael alamdom Mechama, not to teach him a war. V'yaziel Mechama shetzvich li, what type of Mechama do you need to learn from? Have a yom is a keshes, that's the bow. We know when the Yehuda Aino goes on Yehuda the Chsiv, Niyala Lonu Batchila, Leknan Lelochim Boy. V'yom HaShem, Yehuda Yala, Hashem said Yehuda should be the first one to go up. V'yorem HaTelbach Es Hashuk V'Liya, V'yosm of Neishol. So Tosik says, V'yorem HaTelbach, like the butcher raised up, Es Hashuk, the thigh of meat, V'Aleyo V'yosm, he put it in front of Shol. My V'Aley, what does it mean he brought it up? Rav Yechonoma Shuk V'Aliya, it was a shark with the tail. My valet, what do we bring? You brought it up. The mismicho shuk lalia. Rashi says the mismicho shuk lalia. Hashuk the thigh samach lalia. Shaliu melmala v'nismicho al hashuk v'shuku etzim shel tzumas agidim. Yeah, and that same chemes aliyin that was holding up the aliyinim. And Rav Blazo imer shuk v'chazor means the shuk and the chazor on the breast. Again, my valet was me valayu. The machis le luchos alayu the sheik, that he put the breast of the animal on top of the sheik, on top of the thigh. Kiboy anufi manfalei, when they had to make a tenufa to raise up, that's the way they did it. Reb Shmuel ben Achmini yomar, shuk vishufi. It means the sheik, the thigh, vishufi. Vishufi, that's like the cap of the leg. And so, my valayu shufi, what does it mean he brought up the shufi? Eluya the shukukoi, it was the cap which was above the leg. That's what he brought up. That's what the butcher, the tabach, brought up to Shoal. So Kitzis Ishala, what does the pasuk exactly mean? Vayor matam b'ches ha'shuk v'aleyu. What does it mean? It took up the thigh and what was on top of it? Haleyu. That's machloek, is exactly what does v'aleyu mean? Does it mean the tail? Does it mean the chazor, the breast? Or does it just mean the cap? That's what they brought up. Here, then the Mishnah says, Loitis yachad ishimun, that one ishi cannot be found alone with a guy. So the question is, b'may askin, what are we talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, b'chad de kavos, de b'chad, a lady with one guy. So the kavos, the gab, yisro, mishari, even by true also doesn't miss the yichud. If it's not, like, is it muta, but now we learned, loitis yachad ishechud, imshtay noshim, one man is not allowed to be found with two noshim. So how could you tell me it's only us because it's a guy? Chur HaSem Allah would apply even to a Jew also. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? All right, turn over.